Good morning, Anandi, and welcome to our studio.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Yeah, we're all fine.
And you?
Yes, a little rushing, but okay. Yeah, but I could come.
An active member of International Zone, especially CALI, which means the
Casa.
House, Casa of Latino America.
De Latino America, indígena. Latino America looks French, Italian, Spanish, that is true, Portuguese.
Okay.
Also indigenous. For this, I put
the
I, no? CALI.
Okay.
Yeah.
And also with the emphasis of indigenous people, you are starting
for
something.
For me, it's very important.
So what is that? What you
We always have that,
about?
No? This ceremony of the Pachamama that this happened this Saturday, this is the fifth one. Because the ceremony of the Pachamama has to be done in August. Mm-hmm. Usually they do the first day. I arrived to the last one, but I arrived. We thought of Saturday, September. We do it Friday the 31st.
So it has to be
the last day.
It has to
be August because it's the month that they took
the harvest.
And all these traditional things are like that. And you give the thanks for what you have done the full year. Mm-hmm. And you ask for everybody to have food.
For the next year.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's a puja. It's very interesting how close Quechua, Andes, the south, are to India. It's impressive, no?
I mean, with the offering to the Mother Earth?
No, only that. The cosmovision, no?
Mm-hmm.
Male and
female
god. Mm-hmm. But also, well, I was done studies on that when I came back to Argentina. And I have found in Quechua, which is one of the languages, five words. I think that I remember only two now. The same, Sanskrit and Quechua, exactly the same word with the same meaning. Viracocha is a god there, Viracocha is a god here. Mm-hmm. Kushia is happiness there and here. Exactly, no similar, exactly. It's very interesting for me.
So you're trying to apply that actually we are coming from one source?
No. For me, Asia, you know, for instance, India, if you look at the map, it comes exactly in South America, exactly. And it's connected because the people are similar. We call the people from the countryside Chinas. I tell you now that we have Koreans in Argentina, in Buenos Aires. You go in the bus, until they don't talk, you don't know if it's a Korean or a Bolivian. They're very similar, they walk similar, the way that they work is very similar also. Mm-hmm. And I had to do two languages when I was studying. I took Quechua and I took Guarani. Guarani is Brazil, where the cataracts of Iguazu are, the one that they were singing. These people has words from the old Hebrew. No, it's some connection, look, very powerful.
We
with
are
you
connected?
That they don't have.
Huh?
No, nothing. It's here.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it's a new energy movie, no? Africa. This was not before. We have to be to England to come to here traveling. Now you have lines that they go in the south. After Mandela was a movement on the south, no?
Mm-hmm.
And we have others that was very
so
good.
So you're saying that you can fly directly from Johannesburg to Buenos Aires?
Buenos Aires, yeah. Well, now they are changing because they need to go to Emirates. This is more money. But was a flight from South African Airlines.
Mm.
You took the plane, you sleep in the evening, you wake up in Africa, the full day with animals, ta-ta-ta. Even in the plane, you came down in Mumbai. We don't have this anymore. But, I mean, anyway, you have a lot of lines now. We didn't have before. South America is taken to the right side.
Mm-hmm.
But it was Brazil and India and China. This was movement of the change of the energy from banks and all that. It's going to happen. It's going to take more time.
Okay, so how are you going to participate in that change? I'm still curious.
We are doing. We're already participating, no?
Okay, one is that celebration, Pachamama. What about the other things? What else do you do?
What are we doing? Next week we do trovadores that we do periodically, no? Mm-hmm. Singing and poetry in different languages.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Before we were doing once a month. Now it's impossible, too many things. But each 3 months we do.
Okay.
And what else? Well, a lot of people are know before want to come like volunteering from Colombia, from Argentina, from Chile. We have people from Chile now, no?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of guests. I met in the kitchen the other day one Argentine girl with a Chilean boy. I mean, it's a movement that was not here before, no? Possible is also a consequence of many years of working, no? Because I never told you that, but I had a very powerful experience. I don't know if you met her. She was 1 year here, a voluntary from Argentina, Mariu. Mariu was 1 year, she's a doctor on water and all that. She was working with the water thing here. She left there 2-3 months before. And one day I discovered that this girl, now 40, something like that, when I came back to Argentina in 86, the important paper from Argentina on Sunday has a kids magazine. Mm-hmm. And they make a comment, and Oroville, and was Monoso, the book of the kids, double page. And I have the idea to put the address of the school here. And all this year, she was in contact with Emmanuel. Mm. Emmanuel went to Argentina a few years back, and she was coming for that. I mean, a lot of things that you don't know, like bottles on the sea, no?
Mm.
It's amazing, because you do and you are not thinking. I was so touched when she told me that they come, not believe it, no? Youth now is looking for something else much more than before, no?
Mm, yeah, I think that is probably going since the mother brought down the supramental since 56. Apart from those things, and you are keep being active and trying to contribute, are you maybe also on the spot to build the pavilion?
I tell you frankly, it was a moment that was just... We were touching that.
Yeah.
And, you know, the story, no, I mean, the people don't want, other wants, and I make myself a little back of this because it was a lot of inside stories. At least all the pavilions are the same, no? Because it's something that we have to work it out, no? We have put the stone there. American one is there. And now I just send to everybody, the story of us, because we don't know the story. We don't know how we working all this year. For instance, in the last meeting of International Zone, somebody said, the first continent is Europe. I was looking like that. I said, because it's European house. That's the last one. We found the first, it was America one. Starting in the 80s, we meet when the Italians were fighting, the Spaniards were fighting, and we start with America one,
mm-hmm.
and from there, they have the idea of the plaza and be together.
Mm.
In the 80s, in Jeanette's house.
Yeah, I think these things, they keep changing, and that also depends on the people who are currently involved in the work of International Zone.
Yeah.
But anyhow, do you have an idea why the International Zone work is so hard?
I tell you something. When I came back, I always felt then the International Zone was my place.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, it's what is going to happen, the human unity.
Yes.
But nobody understand that. Everybody was saying to me, why you are working in this place? What does it mean? It was a kind of exterior thing. It was not a reveal. For me, if I tell you frankly, the people change a little the mind when the Avicentas, I'm part of the Avicentas for 32 years already, start sending money to the people. The people start getting over and start sending letters to the Abbey Center. Before, it was a kind of enemy. These people were not Rovillian. That, I tell you, from all times.
Okay.
Little by little, the people accepted more. But it's not because they feel powerful, the International Song. I don't know why.
You still, you don't know?
No, I still... Because I don't understand. For me, it's the real thing what we have to do. What is the problem? To work it out is there. I have the problem with some Spaniard, the Russian have with the Brotherhood, and now the Chinese with Taiwanese. We have to work it out there, you know? And I think that it's better than it used to be,
but
more people.
By default, it's only few Arabians who are dedicated to the work of International Zone. True.
Yeah, but it's more people than before. Right? And the meetings were sometimes 20. Before we were 4 or 5 sometimes.
Yeah, because also the population is growing, yeah.
Not only this. We make a subgroup, the pavilions. And the people are really interested now in the pavilion. I'm not interested in the building myself. For me, a pavilion is not a building. It's the consequence. You know, for me, the French have done always activities, and now they have this little thing. I'm not forwarded pavilion first. You know what I mean? It's not the building that makes the thing happen.
So for the Cali or let's say Latino America, how many of you are active?
At this moment, almost nobody.
So it's just you?
At this moment, yeah, but it's a very... No. I have the Chilean guy, Juan Andres. Since he came, he was really close. But he's very busy, you know. People at this moment... I had 2 helpers, one from Bangalore and one from Tamil Nadu. They are helping me with trovadores, with Pachamama. Thanks, Lord. 2 girls. And also the youth. I always get 2 or 3 youth around.
The volunteers or the youth?
No, some people with cavita playing. They like this. But I have learned something. I do what I have to do and I'm going on. Because if not Miriam... You lose time and energy and nothing happened. When I feel, because it was a very dark moment, difficult moment with Arcali and all that, no? And I said, I'm not going to come into this anymore. We have the stone there. And now I want to do on the 12th or 16th, I let you know. Because for me, the more important thing that we have bring to Oroville is the Inuit, pillar of the Canadians.
Oh, Inuksuk.
Huh?
Inuksuk.
How do you say?
Inuksuk.
Inuksuk. What did I say? Inuhyuk. Yeah. Inuksuk. Okay. Oh. No, but I play with words and always say wrong. This guy is from the indigenous people.
Yes.
Yeah. And that was our place for America. And at the time was the USA guest house, the circle.
It's now international house, yeah.
The circle of Latin America. That is no one more stone they took all. America was always together, but now they changed the place, and in Dark Cali was not an easy issue, and I don't want to fight never more there. And because we have a little space, I mean, it's part of nursery also, and also the road that goes to Cotacaray. When it's going to be clear, I do not know. But we have in South Andes something equivalent, because this guy in stone shows the way where the people were walking, no?
Yeah.
And in South America, the Quechuas, they have what they call a pacheta. They put some, like we do now with the stones, to be like in a little pile. It was a kind of temple on the road. And if you were walking, when you were passing through this, you put one more stone.
Wow. So eventually it can be really tall.
Amazing. If you go on the wall, on the ways, and you find this, it's very sacred, you know. And we were looking with tapas and calzang to put it near, you know. But it's so abandoned there in this Canadian space that we are going to do it in the... They clean the area of a nursery for us. We do that. I mean, we're going to do something. And it could be put separate. And then the road, they're going to take the stones also, you know. And we're going to do it in September. Like that we have there. And one day the big man is going to come there also. And they're going to be together one day.
Okay, so... the Friday Pachamama celebration is not gonna be on that space, no? It's gonna be in
Bharatnivas. In Bharatnivas.
In the area circle.
Yes.
But next month you will have some kind of inauguration ceremony on the
yeah,
space.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you the day exactly because it's before Andrea is in La Avenida is going. We want to do it with him because he was an amazing helper, no? And we want to do it before he goes. It could be 12 or 16, around that. I'm going to let you know.
Okay.
And, yeah, this is the apacheta.
Apacheta.
I like the word, no? Apacheta. It's very nice.
What does it mean in Quechua?
That, like a temple in the way or in the... When I was living, that was the name of my house in Buenos Aires, Apacheta. I almost say... My house, no. That was the name of our house in Buenos Aires. Because it was very small and sacred, and we call it Apacheta. No, it's a beauty. All the words in Quechua is like Sanskrit. It has a very nice sound, no? All the native languages. Yeah?
That's it, Anandi, or anything more?
No, what we are going to do for the first time... The guy of the radio is always asking me, you know, do you start the program in Spanish? And we're going to start America Latina Indígena in September.
Okay. So you would be talking about something?
Yeah, what I want the first one is to talk of so many things that have been happening here.
Okay, but in Spanish,
the
right?
In Spanish, yeah. First time.
In Quechua too?
No, I cannot. No. With the dictionary I can read, but like, you know, if you don't speak the language, you lose the language. And that's a pity, but it's true. I mean, I don't have it.
Okay.
And Guarani also, Guarani is amazing. Guarani is... So how is the relation between the people and the language that they have? They came with a priest, no? In the Iguazu Falls, they were singing with them because the language of them is poetry and music. Hmm. It was very simple for them to sing. No?
Okay.
Amazing people. How we put all these people, we're still going, killing them, no? In Argentina nowadays. It's, I don't know what happened. The hour of God. Yeah, everything is coming up. Yeah.
Okay, Anandi. Thank you so much for today.
Thank you.
I will hear from you.